Some of the topics we learned about include the Mishnah's halacha of ganav al pishnayim, but tabachu mocher al piyam oy al pishnayim acherim. If two witnesses testify that a person stole an animal, and the same two edim, or even two other edim, testified that he also slaughtered or sold the animal, misham tashlume abav v'chamisha, the ganav is liable to pay four or five times the animal's value, because the two testimonies are combined to form one complete testimony of a geneva with a tvichu mechira. Tashlume abav v'chamisha. When one steals an animal, he's chayev kevel, he must pay an amount twice the value of the animal. And if he subsequently slaughtered or sold the animal, he is chayev arba v'chamisha, he must pay an amount 4 to 5 times the value of the animal. Cheskas gimel shonim. When a person purchases a field from someone, the shtar, the sale document, is his proof that he owns the field. However, the chacham initiated that after 3 years, if edim testify that for 3 years he used the field without the owner's objection, he is considered a muchzik in the field, and he no longer requires a shtar as a proof, because people generally do not keep a shtar for more than 3 years, and the owner would not allow him to use the field without objecting. The machlek is Rabbi Kiva and Chacham regarding harisha ach l'shana rishayna b'fnei shnayim, shniya b'fnei shnayim, shlishis b'fnei shnayim. If a person used the field for 1 year in the presence of two edim, a second year in the presence of two other edim, and then a third year in the presence of two other edim, do we combine the edus of all three sets of edim to form a three-year chazaka or not? The Mishnah's halacha of ganav u'mocher b'shabbos, misham tashlume abav v'chamisha. If a person stole an animal and sold it on Shabbos, he is liable to pay dal behei. The Bryce's case in which he is putter because he sold the animal through a Chil Shabbos, and since he was Chayiv Misa for the Chil Shabbos, he is putter from Dal Vehei based on the concept of Kam Le B'Dirab Mineh. When one transgresses an Isra in which he is liable for multiple punishments, he only receives the Einish Chomer, the most stringent punishment, and does not receive the Einish Kal, the less stringent punishment, because Kim Le B'Dirab Mineh, the Einish Chomer absolves him of the Einish HaKal. However, im kadam onish kal es onish chamer, when the onish kal was incurred before the onish chamer, he receives both punishments because the onish chamer cannot absolve him of a pre-existing onish, and the onish kal cannot absolve an onish chamer.